Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
And there we go. Enough of the music. This is not a music talk show. This is Idiots in the Box. Nobody's got time for music. Even if I am your cult personality, this is a dopey show. Started back in the great year of 2000. I hate when people say, you know, like 01. I bought that car in 01. And it was 2001. I'm on a crazy rant already. I haven't even started the show. I don't even know where that came from. But I've got a lot of stuff that I need to talk about. The entire world has been upside down. And I've been sitting in my own medicated mess for way too long. That listeners of Idiots in the Box need to hear us. We're not bringing chaos into their homes. And it's very disturbing. So I decided we needed to get the show back because I am done sitting quietly. It's time that I sit in my living room and I complain about stuff that nobody cares about but feels exactly the same way that I do. I am going to spend the next 2 hours talking about things that you don't understand. But in 3 days, you're going to say, that guy's a freaking genius. And you're going to listen to the show again. That's the way it works. Nobody likes this at first. Nobody. People rather go to the dentist than listen to the show the first time. And that's me bragging about the show. We've been doing this show since 2000. And this is how I feel about it. It is just nothing but therapy. I'm a mental patient who sits in my living room with pudding and medication. And I scream as loud as I can. And someone said, you know what? It wouldn't seem so crazy if you had a microphone. So I went out, bought a Fisher-Price microphone. And then I found somebody who was crazy enough to sit in the room and talk to me. So let's throw it to the chaos now. Started early. Mr. Chaos himself, the guy who makes the Chaos Network possible for all of us, the viewers. This show is brought to you by the letter F. Chris, how are you, sir?
It's just brought to you by the letter S. Yeah, I'd say you've been in the basement a little too long, buddy. We got to bring you back up. I'm great, buddy. It's good to hear your voice. It's been way too long. When you do this, it makes the world a better place. A little crazier place sometimes, but I guess as we've seen over the past year, crazy is definitely where the world is headed.
Just our lives alone. Every time that we talk to each other, the end of the world is happening. But then we talk to each other and we smile and we laugh. We have a great time.
Yes. And usually people are laughing at us and sometimes with us, but usually at us. I don't know what to make of what's going on, but I'm interested to hear all of your takes. There's two things I wish that were going on right now. There's like, I really wish that, like, if I could bring two people back from the dead, it would be Joan Rivers and George Carlin, just to make a mockery of all this presidential bullshit.
I'm with you on the George Carlin. Joan Rivers, I was never a fan of. But then,
oh, you loved her.
No, I didn't. I don't think it's funny. It irritates me and makes me angry when they try. Especially old ladies. Old ladies trying to be funny irritate me. But George Carlin, the last time I saw George Carlin, he spent 2 hours being political and then told a really funny joke. And yeah. I felt I wanted to laugh for 2 hours and get 15 minutes of politics. But, yes, that's why we do the show, is the fact that there's so much we have to talk about. Today I wanted to talk about Facebook, who I'm personally with, and them, of course. Secondly, wanted to talk about the great and magnificent the Donald and the United States as we know it. Also wanted to talk about global warming. Now, these are topics that most people say I don't want to be involved in, and I definitely don't want them by idiots in a box. But you're the dope who hit the link, so you're going to listen. Speaking of listeners, we actually have a guest with us this evening who I'm going to bring into the show as soon as this mic will be set.
His name is Daniel. And,
hi, how are we doing?
No, wait.
Is this a first time thing? Am I the first guest you've ever had?
No, we've been doing this for 16 years.
I understand, but I mean, Idiots in a Box seems like such a wonderful show that I may be the first guest ever to be on it.
Our first guest was a homeless man we found outside. Right, Chris?
I think we found him outside. That sounds about right to me. And we ate his sandwich, too, I think.
Where did you get that?
Hey, panhandling is a wonderful career option.
So that was our first step. We were
asked to stop
doing the show. We got a lot of trouble with that.
But
I'm getting terrible feedback and I can't concentrate.
I've got to do that real quick.
Try unplugging and then talking to them.
All right, so you sound like you're struggling over there, buddy. Are you on the mic or are you on the phone?
I am actually calling through.
It's pretty cool.
I think we might
know. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm just that gets any better. That actually sounds a lot better. This is the way I usually do the show.
My world usually consists around sports, and with March Madness going on, that's about all that's been going on. So, nothing over the top, crazy. Just a whole lot of basketball in a short amount of time, and a lot of fun times, I guess. Nothing political about it. Just seeing some small schools beat up on some big schools is kind of fun. I would say that's about where I'm living.
I bought a coffee machine that was called March Madness.
I would like to try it.
So the good news about the show is that you're not politics.
Say that again, buddy. You broke up.
You're not politics.
I'm following it somewhat. I follow Tommy Noodles on Facebook until he gets banned.
Oh my God!
Why do you have to bring that?
Because I think it's hilarious. I didn't know it happened until you told me, because I had been like looking at your stuff and you know the fluff you're giving the Donald and how much you love him and how you like walls and stuff and you want to have your hair done just like him, and then all of a sudden I couldn't find you, and you tell me because you've been Facebook banned, which you've been banned a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, this isn't the first time I've been banned.
It's not your first rodeo.
The only thing is that I had to say that. Now they won't let that Tommy knows my name.
What?
Yeah, they want legal documents. Take a photo of legal documents as proof. And I know I'm not giving them the opportunity.
So,
I I'm very, very, very pissed off that you spent 4 years
trying to build 5,000 followers.
I didn't go out with them,
so I don't know why they care about.
Or why it would matter that your name isn't your legal. I mean, how many people's names on there aren't their legal names? I mean, that's what fan pages are about, too. I mean.
Well, apparently, you're going through
and getting rid of names that aren't legitimate names. So if you go to a fan page, was called Candyland, they, I guess, take you out now. So they can make room. Or his name is Bob Smith, who has 1.3 million followers.
Oh, my God.
And everybody says to me, oh, well, created his page. This is actually the second time on your page. I'm not doing it again.
Wow. I didn't know why. I figured it's because of some of your, you know, posts. I know you've been banned for that. But you're just straight from because your name isn't right. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, yeah,
well,
like,
when they come along and said my posts were offensive, I said,
I just happen to pick that sometimes family. But, I don't.
I don't understand how they can do that. Require me to prove.
Name that I want to use.
Right.
How many other
comedians out there are not using their legal names?
We're getting kicked.
I would think there's a lot more than them just picking on you. I'm sure it has a little bit something to do with, I don't know, so maybe some of the posts, maybe not, because that sounds like a BS reason for them to kick you off, bud.
I don't know. At first I thought maybe it had something, you know, like it was fake. But I've spoken to people who have told me the same thing has happened to them.
Really?
So unless we've all been hacked. Yeah, my daughter had pages, and they kicked her off of one of them.
Really?
So it's a household thing. But
real quick.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Have you ever been suspended from Facebook?
I have been suspended from Facebook twice. Once was back in high school when Facebook was first starting as something that people did. I had my tricked out MySpace page with all the little glittery pictures. And I had my Facebook that at that point wasn't allowed for anyone except college-age students. It was meant as a networking site. And so Facebook found out that I wasn't in college and had stolen a college email address. And so they kicked me off. And the second time was for some sort of reason that I don't quite recall at this time. I think it may have been myself kicking me off, though.
Next year, here's yours. Maybe they think that my email address is fake?
I don't know. I don't think they judge off of email address anymore.
I don't know, because my email address is TommyNoodles@gmail or TommyNoodles@hotmail, proving Tommy Noodles might be my name. So Chris... Outside of basketball, because I don't pay attention to basketball at all. What else is going on?
Outside of it, what's going on?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm kind of worried about you. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of worry, like, yeah, about you. Like, because, like, with my political world, I keep up on, you know, the pulse of America through your posts. And since you're not there for me to keep up, I mean, are you going to take to Twitter? I mean, what are you going to do?
That's a really good question, because Karen said to me the other day, she said, this is your therapy. And I think she means that is, I don't want to listen to this crap.
But luckily, there was Facebook, and I could write about anything.
I mean, if we have to, bro. I mean, if we have to. I mean, outside of this, I mean, what's going on? There's, you know, we work. You know, we try to influence America on what we want them to do, which doesn't seem to work out too well. So hopefully, the radio show will help out. I'd like to see you back on Twitter, so that way I can keep up on what's going on with Noodles. And that's about it.
I don't get Twitter.
You were the all about the tweeter for a long time.
Oh, it was what? 3 episodes of the show?
It just needs a lot of work for nothing.
I personally think Tommy Noodle should create his own social networking site specifically for comedians with falsified names who have been kicked off of other forms of social media.
Maybe I should come back as a fake name on Facebook.
I don't think they would ban you, though.
As long as I don't have 5,000 followers.
Well, that's what you get for being successful.
Yeah. I mean, if you start another anything, I think you just have to do a fan page, you know, and that way it doesn't matter what your name is.
Except when I find out 6 years later that one's being kicked off.
Yeah.
I think that what happened I find MySpace.
You go back to MySpace?
I go back to MySpace. And I bring it back to life. I'm the new Tom.
Maybe you could try Grindr.
What's Grindr?
It's a dating app.
It's a dating app. Yeah.
And do you think I can get 5,000 followers?
I think you definitely get 5,000 followers.
I think you do
well on Grindr.
Oh, I'm starting it right now as we speak.
Okay.
Now, Chris, have you been following
Donald? Other than Anonymous, you know, declaring war on him, you know, him, more than I'd like. I mean, he fake got attacked. Was it at Ohio? I mean, he's winning pretty much everywhere. It looks like it's going to be him against Hillary.
Watch it on the video.
It was the same guy
who threw a shoe at Bush.
Yeah. I mean, if Reagan could take a bullet, I think that Donald could handle that.
This is why we've been friends forever. You make such a good point.
No, because I think that we're in the middle of a civil war.
That America is bold. They've all stood up and said, hey,
Donald.
And they've been said, you don't get to choose. We're going to have to
do what you do.
And I think that's going to be quite disturbing to a lot of people actually.
I want to respond, but I have a really hard time understanding you, just hearing you.
Oh, no way.
Is it just me? Yeah. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
You're the only one not in this room looking at me talk.
I can hear you fairly well.
Okay, then maybe it is just me.
You know what I'm saying?
I heard that well. I heard part of the show and you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. No, I hate the fact that we're having this issue. You know, like I was saying before the show, is, you know, you get $1 million studio, there's always going to be a problem.
Every time. I understand. Every time a show is done, either starts because it's delayed, Blog Talk is cycling through something. I don't know. It always seems like something's going on. But so maybe it is just my $1 million studio this time and not yours. Your $1 million studio is much cooler than my $1 million studio.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah. So I don't know. So are you voting for Donald? I guess that's what I want to know.
Well, the issue here is whether or not
Donald Trump
is the right person for the position. The question is are we the way the world is right now, and we need someone to step in and get rid of all corruption that's going on.
And this is that answer.
You what?
And this is that answer?
I was thinking you would add about holidays.
No, I'm asking. I'm asking. This is that answer to get rid of the corruption.
I think Bernie Sanders have done it. I'm pointing out the fact that the system is flawed.
Are they the ones?
Yeah. The necessary evil, huh? I can't disagree more. But I think it's so hard. I know they're running with the open campaign and open primary, and you know anything can happen. But I do love the fact that it seems like almost anybody I talk to, except for you, says there's no way they're voting for Trump, but yet he's winning like almost every state except for what, Ohio, I think might have been the only one he didn't win.
Yeah.
Which blows me away.
Well, absolutely, it goes to prove that
Donald Trump is not going to be the next president. But they're afraid of the one to vote for.
I think it's partially the parties as well, which I find very interesting, that if you throw Hillary and Bernie into the mix as the top three candidates with Trump, their parties don't want any of them. And at this point, it's either America's going to decide or, you know, aliens will come down and tell us what to do.
Like they always do.
So,
Chris, when you said you strongly disagree with me, I would
someone else to do. I can hang out with people.
No, I just can't see, like, when your ringing endorsement is your mommy saying that you're her fourth favorite son, that's usually not the one that's going to get you the presidency.
I forgot to say that there is another kid.
Yeah, which she came out and she looked like the Crypt Keeper's wife rolling in, stands up there and just, he might as well just said, like, you know, he wears clean underwear and, you know, he bakes a mean apple pie and he's my fourth favorite son. That's who I want. You're talking your antithesis in Trump to where, you know, you have somebody a little bit different, a little bit more rugged, a little bit anti-streamlined. And then you have Jeb Bush, whose family has probably, you know, had their hands in more big murders than anybody else in the world. But he's his fourth favorite son.
When you're with his son, riding
his family the night after 9/11,
I bet you there's a couple of
murders. Number one on my list.
But, who
is a Cruz supporter.
Whoa.
He was all over the news today, endorsing Ted Cruz, which my brothers irritate the crap out of me, but if I was running for the President of the United States and they came out with something else, I would make me very angry.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Chris, are you still there?
Says
I'm getting
disconnect.
Both of you.
Are you?
You see the studio?
I'm getting Chris, not you.
So I think what happened was Tommy, it says that the host disconnected, so I don't know if Tommy's call got cut off.
I don't know.
I am not on. That's what the problem is.
He did get disconnected.
That's just an odd way to do the show, isn't it?
It's just dead air for 2 hours.
Is Chris talking?
No.
I'm right here. I'm with you.
I mean, he is now, but... I mean, if you want, I'll just go on 2 hour rants of fun and bubbly entertainment.
You are a fun and bubbly kind of guy.
I do what I can.
There we go. We're back on.
There we go. Yeah, because Chris spent a lot of money going to communication school. I was hoping that it. He spends an awful lot of money on a network. I would think he'd want to step up as well.
Once you go out, the host goes off, it all goes to crap, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the host is on, is it really any better?
don't take that, Tony.
I apologize.
Wait till we're
that would require me to have a children.
You shouldn't say horrible things to the person who can end your call.
I understand, but at the same time, you were the one, knowing my sense of humor, who invited me on to this wonderful production.
That's because you have so much to offer. You're a delight, you're a joy, you're starting this new adventure in the music business. I thought for sure you'd come on a great show and have yourself introduced.
I mean, this is great practice for going on to an amazing show.
Hey, who else is going to let you sit in their living room and say horrible things about them?
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Going back to
Yeah. I vote. I feel like if I don't vote, then I have no right to complain about the world. So I have to vote.
That comment irritates me more than any other comment I've heard.
That what?
It irritates me more than any other comment I've ever heard. I
that
get
comment
it.
Irritates you?
I'm just not accepting garbage. And then being told un-American over these states? Rico Casey came out of nowhere.
So you're saying... I know.
Rico Casey, nobody.
Yeah, I don't know what a car is.
I don't know who this guy is, and now he could be the next president.
Now, does the voting have a time limit on the bitch factor? Is there a certain amount of years after you have voted that all of a sudden it becomes unobtainable for you to talk about politics or complain about the country? Or is it, I voted once in my life, I can complain forever?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I would say, like, if you're, like, you have every right to complain, I get it, but you had no say in the outcome. So if you don't have any say in the outcome, like, you're easy to mute. So, Tommy, that's why Facebook kicked you off.
Why? Let's say Jeb Bush, and he doesn't win.
Right.
He's my vote for someone who's more valuable than I voted for.
To me, yes, because you got off your I can't say it on this show, but you got off your butt. You went out there, you went through the process, and you were a part of the process, as opposed to just being that old, not funny lady on the couch who likes to yell at the TV all the time and try to change the world that way.
Look, just because that's what I do all day. I'm on the couch and I scream in the television. You're saying that if I take a TV off and I left.
No. I'll do you one better. Just do early voting. Go on, like, instead of Tuesday, go Monday morning when there's nobody there and no line, and take you 5 minutes to get in and get out. And then, by all means, complain your ass off.
So pull the lever for something I don't get air for. Let me bitch.
Yep.
I don't care for you.
That at least you made the effort to make a difference.
Ah, get the radio. Well, bitch.
Yeah, but I mean, that's many technical difficulties we have on our shows.
Break that for influential. Is that a
influenza?
So I'm not a fan of that.
But what about anybody else? Like, because it's not only the president that you're voting for. You don't care about the VP. You don't care about any of the open elections, even to your state or anything like that.
Well,
I think that Nate Blunt has proven to me that my vote is nothing anyway.
It doesn't matter if you're Trump. We're going to,
you know, make it impossible for him to win, and we're going to put someone in place.
So what does that do to your vote?
I'm going to have to let you two go. I'm barely hearing you, man, and I think he can hear you fine. And I don't know what's going on with my stuff, but you're breaking up, like, so I'm not catching everything you're saying. So now I just sound like a moron. I'm going to have to let you two do this, since you two are probably the only two hearing each other, and I keep breaking up.
Oh, that sucks.
I am so upset right now.
If you can't, I'm just wondering if the listeners can't hear you.
I don't know. I'll list.
Okay. Yeah. That's bad on the other side. And then I got
to talk to you.
I think he's gone already.
Hmm.
Oh. I just hung up on you. So now we have all dropped. And that's fantastic. But hopefully right now the show sounds good. If Chris is listening, that's fantastic. Daniel's about to call in, so we will see if there's a difference between the two sounds, and then we can proceed with the show, and hopefully. He's having a hard time understanding me, so he's going to go. Okay, so Daniel is back. We hit this button over here. We see if that changes anything.
Daniel, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I feel so welcome.
So, Daniel, what is it does say that you were dropped. That is fantastic. That's making the show even better. Because when I sit here by myself for hours and I rant, are you calling back? Oh, there's never a problem. But now that I'm sitting here trying to have people on and talk, they're making it very, very hard. Daniel is back. So we're seeing a difference. That is 781. Daniel. So, are you?
I don't have to know.
Well, I'm happy you mentioned the Secret Society because the Lizard People actually make me vote every year for their candidate. Every year it's a different person, and, you know, it gets really interesting finding out who actually has a tail. So I will vote. I haven't decided who I'm voting for yet, though. I honestly don't know if I like any of them.
Chris, are you back?
Yeah, so I was listening to the show. Here's what I can tell you what I think is going on. Are you on Skype or your internet? Okay. When you're by yourself, you sound fine. As soon as someone comes on with you, you break up like crazy. And then when the three of us are on, you don't sound well at all. So it's almost like when someone else is picking up your internet, that you get really, really choppy.
Okay.
But when you're by yourself, you're okay.
I'm going to call it.
If you can still hear me, he's dropping himself and having you talk. Take over.
I can't hear you. You, I can hear him. I couldn't for some reason. All right, so he gone. All right, so now we're continue on the air.
So now I guess you're in control.
Oh, we don't want that at all. All right, so while he comes back in, and I think all we talked is politics. I know he wants to get to global warming. You, though, from what I understand, there's some sort of ban thing happening. Why don't we just talk about that for a second? Why don't you tell me about that like I'm somebody who has no idea?
Okay. Well, it's unfortunately not a ban this time around.
Okay.
I've been a musician for most of my life, and in the past 3-4 years, I stopped making music. I put down all my instruments. I kind of moved away from it for a while. And in that time, I lost most of my musical talent. So I was goofing around with a couple friends, and I always write lyrics regardless. I've always been more of a songwriter than a performer. And a friend of mine challenged me to make a hip-hop album. So,
nice.
Yeah, I am a scrawny Caucasian man from the suburbs, and I'm going to be rapping. It'll be wonderful.
Sounds like Eminem to me. I mean, that's what I think I'm hearing.
See, the thing about Eminem is I truly respect him as an artist, but I hate what he has done to the hip-hop industry.
Why is that?
Because if you are a white rapper, you are immediately going to be compared to Eminem, regardless of your style, regardless of what you do. And I almost find it unfair because, in my opinion, he's one of the best that's ever lived. And it's kind of like saying every single rapper has to be, you know, a Biggie, a Tupac, someone like that. And
you know, wasn't it Pink? I think in one of her songs, she said that every talent scout or whatever compared her to Britney Spears because she was a good-looking blonde. So you're kind of saying, I guess, the same thing about the rap industry. You know, you're a Caucasian rapper, and Eminem is the first one that comes up. So you're writing everything is what I'm understanding. Is that right?
Yes. Back when I was in probably freshman year of high school, around that time, that was when Eminem was really coming into his own, just before he fell off for a bit. And, of course, as a kid who made music, all my friends were sitting around the playground freestyling and rapping.
Yep.
So I thought I wanted to be Eminem. And I knew that I couldn't rap well. So instead, I decided to work on the production side. And I came up with a bunch of instrumentals, that kind of thing. And so I'm using some of those. I'm using some semi-industry instrumentals. And I'm going to compile it all into something that I hope is worth listening to.
All right. So then two questions I have from that. One, how many times were you called Bunny Rabbit? And then two, when's everything look like it's going to be all done?
The album is hopefully going to be released on June 20th.
Nice.
The reason for the date is the album was kind of a way for me to work through a bunch of things I was going through in my life. And the main song on the album was about my dad, who had passed away. About 7 years ago. And so it kind of just took form after that. So I decided, the cover art is a picture of myself and my dad when I was probably 4 years old. The title track is about my dad. So why not release it on his birthday?
Oh, that's awesome. That's totally awesome. What's the name of it going to be?
The name of the album is Superhero.
Nice.
Superheroes have always been one of my, actually, to be honest, supervillains have always been one of my favorite things. However, I can't really pull off the villain aspect. I mean, I can be maniacal and all that, but musically, my style is less evil and shock rap, that kind of thing, and more lyrical and more personal than anything else. So I figured Superhero was the way to go. And I also realized that 90% of my songs had something to do with superheroes in them. So it kind of tied the whole album together.
Awesome. I dig it, bro. That sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. Definitely check it out. So since you were the super villain kind of guy, was the Undertaker your favorite wrestler, if you watched wrestling?
Oh, I still do. Undertaker was always my favorite, but I always had a soft spot for Rey Mysterio.
Oh, damn. The Lucha Libres. Nice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a little guy who could fly around, and before most people were doing aerial stunts, he was doing things you don't even see now. And it was gorgeous.
Was it the 312 or was it 316? What was his finishing move?
619.
619. I'm not even close.
The only reason I remember that is because COD did his intro song and it was called 619.
That's funny. Orange County, California.
I thought it was. Oh, wait, am I still on?
You are on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, welcome back.
Because I can't hear me at all. So that's good. At least I won't be irritated by an echo. How does it sound to you?
It's coming through a lot clearer on my end.
Yeah, I still have some breaking up, but it sounds a little bit better.
Let's try that. I'll put him on hold while you and I talk real quick. And then when we're done, we can go back to putting him on hold. I don't know why this isn't working. This is just I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, at least we know why. At least we know why. Now you know why it works well when you're ranting by yourself versus when you have others on.
Well, no,
so
that's awesome.
But you know, I don't know. I couldn't tell you why. I mean, it may be the band, whatever. I have no idea. But I think that's awesome about his rap album.
Well, I think that it's awesome that he's going to name it Heroes, and he wanted to debut on our show. We must be his heroes.
I wouldn't quite say hero, but I would say, you know, the catalyst for me actually coming out and admitting that I make rap.
You know, you didn't have to ruin it. You didn't have to take away from, you know, me connecting the heroes thing. But, you know, that is pretty cool. I thought that was him. Because I'm still getting the feedback. 99% of our shows has been about the fact that the sound quality is awful. But what can you do, really? So we talked about politics. Now I want to talk about global warming, because I know that there are many people out there who don't understand the way that this planet works. Came up with a theory last night that in 2012, 2012, the Mayan calendar, like if you seriously look at it, you sit there and you say, okay, what happened December 21st, 2012? The Mayans predicted that the axis on the planet would change. And since then, our winters have been moving further and further into warmer weather, that they last forever. And nobody has even put the connection between the two. No one has ever said, wait a second. They all just assumed the Mayan calendar was dead. But I have come to the theory that at some point in our life, we are going to see a snowstorm in June and July. That, and it just keeps getting pushed further and further back. And eventually it's just going to be gone forever. A winter is going to be summer. Summer is going to be winter. We're going to be completely upside down. And someone needs to give the Mayans credit for what they did. They went to a lot of trouble to create this calendar that went on forever. And now what? Daniel, your thoughts.
You know, I think global warming is kind of a misnomer, because it doesn't necessarily mean that the planet's getting hotter. There's many theories and I guess you could say there's lots of proof that it also affects the winters, that the winters get colder, that snow piles up more, that kind of thing. So if we're going off of your theory of winter becoming summer and summer becoming winter, does that mean that the Mayans decided on December 21st, 2012, that they were going to somehow magically flip the globe upside down?
That's a good question, but completely and utterly wrong. They didn't decide this. They followed the calendar cycle to see what happened. And at the beginning of whenever they made this calendar, the axis had changed. And being from other planets, they were able to figure out how this planet worked. And every so many years, the axis is going to change. And that is what happened to the dinosaurs. And that is what happened from the beginning of time. When the Big Bang happened, it was this big ball of heat. That's global warming.
when the entire universe gets so hot that it blows up into a million pieces, that's what we call global warming. Me driving an SUV and drinking out of styrofoam cups and knowing people who work in factories has nothing to do with the stupid global warming that CNN talks about. You take a third-grade science book, and it will tell you that there's a hot core, and it cools from inside the planet, like a microwave. You take a piece of meat, put it in the microwave. It's going to get hot in the middle first, and then the heat's going to come out. You take it out of the microwave, that heat eventually goes back down. But if you put it back in the microwave, it'll heat up again. That's what this universe does. We're not going to sit around and pretend that a factory has anything to do with the universe in a whole. And I don't care who you believe in, who invented it, you know, whether it's your god or it's a female god or if it's a goat or if it's nine cows or whatever it is that you think created this planet. If you knock it down and say an SUV affected it, you're throwing away an entire planet and an entire universe that has been doing this for 4.7 billion years. You're going to blame a factory for this? Yes, it creates pollution. It affects the air quality. Go to California for a week. You'll become asthmatic and you'll want to pass out and die. It does affect the planet. But let's not pretend for a minute that the Mayans didn't know what they were talking about. Every single person, you can go through my phone right now, dial every single number, and every single one of them will tell you that I knew for years the Mayans were right. And when it happened, people were like, wait a second, the Mayan calendar ended and nothing happened. It wasn't going to be the end of the universe. It was going to be a new cycle for the planet. And I bet you if they do studies, they will find out what the Mayans predicted how many years ago the Mayans were. I'm not that much of a fan, but I do like their calendar because it's easy to put in your pocket. And every time I eat Oreos, I think about them. But it is ridiculous for us to sit here and think that global warming is something that CNN should be focusing on.
So my real question is, to branch off from that slightly, you're saying that the Mayans were originally from another planet, and that their otherworldly knowledge has something to tie in with their calendar and what seems to be magic to us. And then you went into creationism, or the idea that there is a creator. So if the Mayans were extraterrestrial, could that be something as simple as the Mayans were doing an experiment, and their calendar was really just the timetable before it reset? Something happened in a lab accident. You have the ice age. You know, global warming, the room got too hot.
I think it's funny, though, how they had all kind of, like, how long was it that everyone's talking about the Mayan calendar said the world's coming to an end, and like Tom, like you said, you know, it's actually, like, transfer from an old world to a new world, and there's just misnomers. I think you guys are saying two different things. You're saying that, you know, Mayan calendar has just kind of pushed back the heat to, you know, later months, or cold to later months, we'll say, but I think global warming is definitely real. So I think there's truth, and I guess in both ways you want to look at it. I think that the Earth's core, you know, is definitely getting hotter. Things are definitely spinning a bit out of control. But I didn't know. I guess I didn't know the Mayan calendar side of it. But I'm not going to argue that point. That's for sure. Because I could see the point in that. I mean, it always seems like later on in the year we get one more snowstorm, and it happens a little bit later each year.
And I have a microphone, so you can't dispute anything I say.
Ever. Even if it is.
No, I don't need fact checkers. I just need a microphone.
Well, you can run for president then.
I sure can, because Hillary Clinton says whatever she wants to say, and no one says, wait a second, Bernie Sanders is standing next to you denying it. But yet CNN will come on the next day and say, you know what she said? And you're like, well, you're forgetting to play his part. But, yeah, so the Mayans kept track of, like, every day what was happening, the sunrise, the sunfall, and then they did it for days, and they did it for months, and they did it for years. So, yeah, I do believe that they tracked, you know, that's what their calendar was for. It wasn't like so you knew it was May 16th. It was so you would know what's going to happen next, what seasons, what you know, the universe was going to bring. And they predicted that the axis will change directions. So, they didn't predict the fact that winter would change. But, you know, ask the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs will tell you that one day it was warm.
They're not here.
Well, why aren't they here?
I can't ask them that. I don't know.
Well, are they dead because they had factories and SUVs?
I don't know. I see them in movies. They got to be real.
But you're going to tell me that the dinosaurs died because it got cold, but yet you're going to tell me that we're getting cold because I drive an SUV? Like, I just don't get the concept of it. And I'm related to somebody who thinks that he knows all the top experts in this area. And to me, I think it's malarkey. You're going to tell me that the core of the planet is heating and cooling, but it's been doing that since the Big Bang. So why should I stop if my dream was to own a factory where we made buttons? I'm going to throw that dream away because the planet heats and cools?
No, I wouldn't. No. Why would you do that? That would be crazy. You're not going to throw your dreams away. No one else is going to. It's probably the waste and the crap they pump into, I don't know, the ocean. I mean, didn't they also say that all sea life will be dead by 2022?
And again, maybe I'm a horrible person, but what have the seals done for me? Like, why do I care if there are seals in the ocean? I don't go into the ocean.
No, but all sea life, right?
How will we know that all sea life will die when every month we have many new types of sea creatures? We haven't explored the entirety of the ocean. We know more about outer space and our galaxy than we do about our own oceans and what happens down at the bottom of them. So unless, you know, the Mayans are also telling us, oh, all the animals are going to die, how do we know?
But that's the craziness of this whole thing, is the fact that the planet has been doing its own thing for so long. And for Al Gore, who invented the internet, now to tell me that he invented the planet heating and cooling, it just blows my mind how stupid the theory is. And maybe I'm the crazy one. And when you say it out loud, the Mayans could be from a different planet, makes me sound like a crazy person. Which I'm not, because I have a microphone and I get to say whatever I want to say, and people download this for reasons I have never figured out. I would never listen to a show that I was talking on. I would throw away any item that was playing it, but yet, you know, I keep doing it and people keep downloading it. It's a horrible cycle. But do tell your friends to download it. It's here forever. When you're sitting at home at a party and you're like, yeah, I was on the radio once, you can tell them, here's a link, and it will always be there. So it's not like regular radio where, you know, at 7 o'clock, it's gone. If you missed it, you missed it. There's no record of it. This goes on and on. So when the dinosaurs do come back, I hope they have internet, because they're going to need to listen to this, where I sit around. And I just feel really bad that they never bought a jacket.
Well, if the dinosaurs come back, then Al Gore may not be here. And if that is the case, would we have the internet?
That is a valid point, because he was responsible for both of them. But I could spend an entire show talking about how the concept doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. If you do get it and you're sitting at home and you want to be a part of this feedback episode, 347-857-4216. You can call. Maybe I'll pick up.
If not,
it's because I don't want to hear echoed off of something else. But, yeah, so we're just sitting here. It has been an hour. I'm going to shut the show down because I can't do listen and hear you. Maybe next time we will do it from two different locations so we don't get feedback. But I do appreciate you being on. I do appreciate Chris being on. I ranted and I raved. I didn't even got to any of the points that I wanted to. Very upsetting. But download this. Tell your friends. We'll be here. It is that easy. When I do it next time, there won't be this awful feedback, and the show will be great. So thanks for doing this. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. And I, tell everybody you know, I'm going to hit that button.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.